Bang, bang, bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Wow, hey, that's some excitement. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to a brand new week of Unscripted Radio. It's me, Mike J, and so far tonight I'm joined by Jeffrey, who is surrounded by piles and piles of wedding shower gifts.
Ain't that the truth?
So
ay, caramba.
The listeners are chomping at the bit. We were talking about your shower on Jake's show on Saturday. It was a hoot. Fill us in on all the crazy stuff and games. Did you pin the tail on the donkey?
No, but I don't know. First, I kind of want to hear about the madness that went on with you and Jake's show. Because, boy, have I heard some things.
Well, I was about 3 mojitos in by the time I got to doing his show, so I really don't remember much.
Oh, fancy. Well, of course, my back is still out. It's like back to square one. Saturday was a little rough, but I made it through. I had a fishbowl, and we got tons and tons of gifts. There were so many people, I just could not keep track of everybody. But it was a lot of fun. It was a great day. Everybody was gone kind of by 8, and I was in bed by 10:30. I actually left everybody downstairs. I was like, okay, too much pain. Mama's got to check out. But we got tons of stuff. We got lots of gift cards, too, so we went shopping. Well, Joe kind of went shopping, and I kind of hobbled behind him. And Joe was like, put all the stuff up all over the house. So it's kind of cool. I'm excited for the wedding.
Good time.
Made everything
what was your
real.
Favorite gift? What was your favorite gift that you got out of all the stuff? Because I know you got tons. There's pictures on the Facebook, but what did you get? What was your favorite?
I don't know. That's too hard to narrow down. I got tons of Pyrex. We got a lot of home decor stuff. I got more kitchen stuff. My friend Big Shannon got us a photo album for the wedding, and it's like monogrammed. So it says, like, Jeffrey and Joe, July 14th, 2012,
fun.
Whatever. And that was, like, the only thing. Like, that, like, I kind of, like, got a little misty-eyed.
No.
Like, that
That's
totally,
so
like,
sweet.
Caught me. Yeah, like, it totally was like, oh, it was just one of those things where I was so touched. You know, I just thought it was too sweet. So that was, like, the only gift that, like, really stands out that, like, got me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did actually get a gift. We got more gifts today in the mail. And we happened to get a gift from Miss Ashley over to the my left.
What?
Hey, hey. Yeah.
What? Hey, hey. What'd you get?
We got some wine.
Yeah.
And I cannot
my
wait.
Favorite.
I can't wait till I'm off medication to when I can actually drink it.
You know, I was actually trying to get it there by the day of the shower, and for whatever reason, it took them more than a week to get it to you. So I was like, damn it, I wanted you to be able to toast on your shower day.
Look, just
oh,
needed
don't
a
worry.
Couple more. It just needed a couple more days to age. That's all.
Right.
Ready
I
yet.
Guess, right? Right? And then I tried to upgrade his fishbowl, but I think he's attached to the hip to the fishbowl. Huh?
Well, when I saw that many people coming in my house, I was like, oh, hell no.
Right, you needed a fishbowl, right?
I had one yesterday.
It's What's-Her-Face. How are you?
Oh, man. I am back with Enrique, the tow truck driver, because I got 2 new front tires, and now my back tire blew up, and it is not awesome.
Oh, no. What are you doing, hitting curbs?
Well, I mean, I am the world's worst driver. It's actually documented as such. And, I'm, you know, back reporting live from the street. I am not at the African-American Mecca where there's a pimp, but I am outside of Coco's, which is very exciting. I tried to have my car blow up at Hooters because I wanted to go in and look at some Hooters while they were changing my tire, but I fell short and I only made it to Cocos. But I can see Hooters, which is kind of like a nice consolation prize.
You know, the thing is, though, too, it's getting into be road construction season. So, I mean, I kind of went through that phase one time. Like, I kept getting flat tires. And you know what it was? I just found out it was the way I was driving to work. It was, like, under construction, and I always would pick up nails. So I ended up having to change my route. Otherwise, I just would have went through, like, I don't know how many tires that one summer.
It's horrible.
No, I'm sure.
And actually, I don't even know this. If this tow truck driver's name is actually Enrique. They gave me a new guy this time. Although he is of Latin descent.
Mm.
I'm going to have to go talk to him and interview him. In fact,
maybe he'll be a little bit more vocal.
I think I'll do that now. I don't know. Enrique was cool. He talked about chiquis.
I mean, maybe, you know.
Would you like
maybe
to say
this
hello?
Guy's name is Bob, and he's from Idaho.
Hold on. He's going to say hi. He's going to say hi. Say hi.
What's up, your name?
And what's your name?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? You're on the radio. You're on Unscripted Radio.
Cool.
What's your name?
Chewy.
It's Chewy. Chewy's Chewy. Ready.
Chewy. Are you going to take good care of our blonde friend there?
Sure.
Okay. Make sure you change her tire and get her to a safe place because she's very important to
us. Yeah. We mean take care of the tire, not take care of her. Okay?
He's more than willing to take care of me. He said they call him.
All right. Which
is kind of exciting. I'm going to get taken care of by Chewbacca. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's going on with everybody else?
We were talking about Jeff and Joe's bridal shower before he got here. And Jeff would tell us about all his amazing gifts he got. He got like,
and how he wanted to throw
stuff.
Everybody out.
Yeah, exactly.
Caught that part.
He had to drink out of the fishbowl just to calm his nerves with all the people that were there.
Yeah, I can't ever go into my house because people don't leave. It makes me crazy.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't let people in because then, you know, you got to put an expiration date on that.
Oh, everybody left. They weren't playing in my house. Them bitches were gone Sunday morning by 9 a.m.
Well, that's awesome. What is the opportunity to get people to leave? What is standard operating procedure for that? How do you nicely kick people the fuck out?
Put it on the invitation.
I don't get up.
You just stay in bed?
Yep. And eventually by, you know, if they get up, they're early risers. By noon, they're going to be pissed and they just leave.
You see, that's such a bunch of bullshit, though, because when Amy and I were at his house for Joe's birthday, we got up because we wanted to go. But, you know, if we left, I would have been getting a text about 2 hours later. That's so rude. You all just left. We didn't even have breakfast.
Well, that's part of his strategy. He's trying to make you feel like he actually wanted to see you, but we just got the truth that he did not.
Different with Mike and Amy. I'm saying, but, you know, because they're cheap. They have to leave at the ass crack of dawn. And I'm like, well, if you're leaving that early, you could at least buy me breakfast.
What does that have to do with being cheap? Is there, like, an early bird special on the gas?
What?
You said they were
cheap. I don't know where the whole cheap thing comes in.
What does it have to do with cheap? What does it have to do with cheap that they leave so early? Like, what's the problem with that?
It's more
of a 5-hour
because
they don't
want to
get stuck in rush hour traffic. They don't want to spend the extra gas.
Oh, so they need like a 5-hour.
Better because this bitch does not know. The last time we came to his house, it took me over double the amount of time it was supposed to get home. Remember when we had that hurricane?
Bad planning. To me, that's bad planning because I would be like Mike. I would leave, and it's not about gas. It's about my peace of mind. I would leave at 5 in the morning just so I don't hit traffic.
Well,
thank
no,
you.
It was because they started closing the throughway. We left, what, Mike, 2 days early? Because,
wasn't
yeah,
there
you got
like an earthquake or something crazy happened right in time, so it was like a fluke.
Hurricane.
I'm just saying.
Right.
If that
yeah,
was Michael,
like
he would have
that.
Lost his shit.
Oh, yeah. Anybody.
You don't. If it was me going through what Jeff and Joe went through to get 12 hours to get home, look, I probably would have pulled off and been like, we parking. We staying at a Hampton Inn tonight. I can't do this.
Yeah, but if I'm spending 12 hours getting somewhere, I better be in Europe when I'm done.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm not going 3 states away. Screw that.
Look, the horrible thing was we had to get off, like, the main highway, and it took us on all these country bumpkin back roads. That we didn't, you know, we didn't know. So, I mean, you weren't about to get off and stay anywhere. You didn't even really want to stop for gas, and we had to twice.
Right.
I mean, because it was all stop and go. I mean, it was so backed up. I mean, it was over a six-hour detour that we had to take.
Wow. That's not a detour. That's a vacation.
Yeah, sorry. Right.
That's a whole other trip.
Punishment. That's punishment.
That is. Jeffrey must have did something to piss off the thruway gods.
Right. So what is the normal distance between Rhode Island and Auburn?
It's about 4.5 hours, I'd say.
Woo! And it took over 12. That was like triple.
It's like L.A. to Vegas. That's
yeah. From Manhattan to Auburn, from what I've been gathering through my ticket searches. So you can go to Manhattan, or you can go to Rhode Island, whichever one.
I would probably pick Manhattan. Nothing personal, Mike.
Sorry,
yes, I'd rather go to Times Square and take my vote.
No,
yeah,
it'll be no fun. Mikey's not there. I'll drive 5 hours to Rhode Island just to see Mikey. I don't mind.
That's actually like a trip. Like when I grew up in Texas, like I grew up in Odessa, Texas, and then we lived in Dallas. So that's about a 5 hour trip. We did that all the time as well. Nice little road trip.
Well, Joe's parents are about 2 hours away.
So quiet tonight. Huh?
Joe's parents are like 2 hours away, and we'll go out
really?
There every other weekend.
Oh, okay.
Like it doesn't
faze
me, you know?
Right, they live in a more like kind of rural area, right? That's where you are on the
track. Yeah, they're right by. They're about half an hour outside of Buffalo.
It's Podunk.
Okay.
They're out by. There's an amusement park. It used to be Six Flags, but it's Darien Lake.
Oh, is that the Great? What is it called? The Great Adventure? Or something?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the one in Jersey.
Oh, okay. I've been.
I went on a Great Adventure last night. It involved strippers.
Oh, I want to know about that ticket.
And that's always fun.
Right.
There was a lot of dollar bills floating around. Some
of
them made their way into my bra.
Was it raining?
It was raining.
Woohoo!
That's about all I can say, because, you know, that's about all I can remember.
Oh, no. Katrina,
and my
car
blew up. Surprise
party. You had like a month worth of partying. I'm gonna have to
get
to my liver.
Everyone thinks that I'm kidding when I say birth season. It's a whole season.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a piece of my liver after all of this.
Please do it. Give me the whole thing, girl.
Oh, damn.
It started with a fish bowl. I took pictures.
Karen, look. Save that piece of liver, because we're going to need it to finance our reality show. I mean, I've decided I'm going to sell a kidney. I've got a couple offers over in, Cambodia. They're looking for a kidney.
We're going to go on
the blackmarket.com and sell some organs to make up a deficit.
People tried to give me some organs last night, but yours is probably a lot cleaner. And more
but they wanted those back when they were done in 30 seconds.
That's true. They just wanted to lease me their organs. I'm out for keeps.
Yeah.
Well, how much are we talking? I mean, was it a year's worth of rent? Then I'm saying it could be negotiable.
Right.
Rent. How about a mortgage?
Well, that too.
So what are we getting into today? Because I'd like to ask Chewy some embarrassing questions. He's a good sport.
I say we do that. First things first.
Yeah.
Get into whatever y'all want to get into.
We asked the other guy if he likes boobs, and he said chichis. I wonder what we could get him to say.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Why is everybody's mood seem down? There's a little dark cloud over Unscripted Radio tonight.
Well, I'm heavily medicated and in horrific pain, but I'm in good spirits.
Mike, it's you. Mike, I think you sound down. What's going on, Mike?
Sure.
You need K-squared to open
up,
and you need to talk it out.
Oh, gosh, no, I'm exhausted. You know what it is? I've realized it's so difficult to be on all the time. And, you know, did you guys see Whoopi Goldberg's sort of meltdown on The View?
No, tell me. I saw the thing on AOL.
No, I didn't see it, but I heard about it. What happened? Tell us all the
details. Okay, well. Here was basically the gist of it. Roundabout way was she was out with her family and stuff in New York, and I guess her grandkids went off to get pizza or something, but they got lost. I only saw bits and pieces of it, but long story short, she lost track of the grandkids, and they were fine and whatnot, you know. But of course, Whoopi Goldberg being Whoopi Goldberg, everyone who sees her is like, hey, Whoopi, can I get your autograph? Can I get your autograph? And, you know,
right.
She's having a meltdown because she thought she lost her grandkids. And, you know, she's trying to tell these folks, look, not right now. I'm sorry, not right now. And people just keep harassing her and keep harassing her.
Sorry, I misplaced the person. I got things to do.
Yes.
Exactly.
And the
apparently,
person is right?
Yes. Apparently, this one guy was filming it the entire time. Like, Whoopi's meltdown over. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That is horrible. I'm glad no one's
filming terrible. So
right now.
She, you know, she went on the air, and, you know, she's telling, you know, the girls her story. And, was that Jesse McCartney? Sorry.
My God.
Sorry.
You're fired right
now. Distracted.
He's watching The Voice.
Anyway, she gets on the air this morning, and she, you know, do you know the sign when you put your hand under your chin and you sort of go, you? Well, that's what she did. You know, to the guy that filmed this, you know, fuck you. She made the hand gesture. Well, everyone's all up in arms about it. It's like, really? She thought her grandkids were missing. And I'm just, you know, realizing it's like, wow, the pressure that, you know, I mean, Jeff and I feel it to some degree, but, like, the pressure that, like, you and Katrina and, like, Whoopi Goldberg, like, you know, big names, like, that they're under to always be on, like, I don't care your grandkids missing. Sign my fucking chest. Like, really?
Right. So insensitive. No, I completely understand. And the sad part is like, you can lose a child in a convenience store, and you would be, like, crying. Like, it's just that thing is probably the worst feeling in the world that you have when you're like, where are they? You know, and it's just that moment of, and then New York City of all places, like, it's just so crazy. You know, it's a whole other vibe, and you're right. Like, people don't care. They don't even think. Like, they're not even thinking when you're like, now is not a good time. Please leave me alone.
That's the best time for the paparazzi to make a
book. Well, and they don't get it because, I mean, this happened to me when I was raising the child when I was back in my early 20s, and I had a child living with me. He was 8. We took him to that Darien Lake, the theme park, and they have this whole, like, pirate ship thing, and, like, the bucket tips over and the water pours on you. And he's there, and I'm with Big Shannon, the Angry Midget at the time. I think they were together, and we had their kids who were still, you know, around that age, too. And they were all playing, and we were sitting there watching them or whatever and kind of running around with them. Well, the next thing I know, Alan's gone.
Woo!
I've never felt terror like that in my life.
Yeah.
So what
you
went,
like,
through, I can completely understand. Like, I don't want to be bothered by anybody. Like, I'm too busy screaming this kid's name and searching because I'm like, somebody's going to snatch him. And that's all, you know, so, I mean, you just don't, they need to get over it. Like, it's just absolute bullshit. Like, I mean, only I think, you know, unless you've had that feeling when the kids disappeared and you can't find them, you can possibly understand the amount of sheer terror that runs through your body. Unlike anything I've ever felt before. So for people to be giving her shit because of this is absolute bullshit, and they need to go get a life.
Right. Right. And it's kind of sad that they have the audacity to actually film. Like, you're having a moment, and this is not like a moment that needs to be shared with the world. Like, really? That's horrible.
Well, I don't understand why people aren't mad at this guy. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, why are we not going after this guy? And, like, you know, this is a boundary. Mm-hmm. This is a fine line that somebody crossed.
Right.
Like, somebody's having one of the worst experiences of their life at this moment. And you think it's entertainment and you're going to go make a couple grand off of it? Like, shame on you.
Right.
No way.
And
come on. I don't even think he's
going to
make a couple grand.
Probably. He's selling that video, that videotape to TMZ. They pay. Trust me, they pay.
You think if he's going to get a couple grand for that?
Yeah, they pay well. They pay well for that. That's why people are constantly filming. And a lot of the TMZ stuff is amateur video. You know, it's people's cell phones and people's, you know, people will just film
stuff.
That's
how people make them. That's why you hear about the paparazzi scaling walls and stuff, because the right photo could net you $50,000.
Yep, could buy them a house. Remember that time that, you know, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife got into a fight in the, like in, I think it was at a park in New York. It was, I think it was there.
Yeah.
And they were walking the dog. Well, the girl, she didn't even have video. She hid in a bush and was taking pictures. No, it was a video. She took a video of them fighting, and she sold that video. And I remember she was on Oprah, and Oprah said, well, what kind of money does something like that go for? She goes, well, I just got a new home.
Wow.
And it was like, her mouth dropped. Like, Oprah was like, and you could tell it almost was like, get out of here. Like, you know, she couldn't be mean to the people because they were her guests, but she was just like, how horrible for them that you videotaped that. Like,
well, and if you think about, like, 20 years ago, or even Karen, when you were on the Power Rangers, all this technology, I mean, even then, like, cell phones were not all that popular. They didn't take pictures. There was no video. And if you had a camcorder, it had a big-ass VHS tape or one of those little JVC things. You know, there wasn't this amount of in-your-face kind of photography. Like, it's escalated. And back then, like, I remember if you wanted to see photos like that, you could watch, like, Hard Copy or what was the other one? Was Entertainment Tonight was still on then? And then, you know, or you had to pick up the National Enquirer or one of the rag mags.
Inside
like, that was
edition.
It. Like, you didn't hear about this stuff. It wasn't on the news. And now today, like, that's a top story on, you know, your local news channel. Which is just absolutely
well,
insane.
I'm glad, though, because
insanity.
Otherwise I wouldn't have been able to see my co-star Amanda Bynes' beautiful mugshot. So I'm happy for TMZ. I love TMZ. They made my universe for that one.
I know.
Unfortunately,
it's
though, on
so
the other
part
side,
of our society now.
Yeah, on the other part of the spectrum, there may have been a time where I was busted by TMZ. That was not fun. But thanks to all of the other amazing mugshots that they've shown me through the years, I got over it.
Mhm.
It's like
why couldn't something like that happen right now? We could use the extra publicity. So go get in trouble.
I'm trying.
Right, go get in trouble, and then we'll do a new Indiegogo.
I'm trying. I'm blowing up tires left and right. I'm doing my part.
Oh,
my liver is
suffering.
Where's Chewy?
Don't you videotape this?
I want to know, everybody. Even though our Indiegogo campaign is over, we reached about half of our goal almost, but you can still donate. If you want to donate, you need to contact us, email us on the website, and we will give you an address where you can send a money order or a check. But if you send us a check that bounces, you can't listen to the show anymore. I'm just saying.
You can listen, just don't tell him.
Still accept your donations.
Also.
Yeah, you can donate through a PayPal account. I think we're getting one up on the website, correct?
Yeah,
is that what we were doing? Yeah.
Yeah,
so
we're
going to
get
a donate
thing up.
Yeah. And still, we're not shooting until July, August, so we still have time, and maybe we might do another campaign right before. But, I mean, you guys know it is a very tedious process, and even the budget that we set is low, low budget. It's not even – it's like favors on top of favors to get it done for that budget. So having only half the money really puts us in a tight pinch, and we're going to try to make it happen. And we're gonna shoot no matter what, but we really, really, really need to secure the rest of the funding.
I'm just saying, I mean, it might not be, you know, high def in color on DVD. You might wind up with standard definition black and white on VHS.
It might be shot with our iPhones.
There you go.
We'll, like, edit our iPhone and BlackBerry footage.
I like it.
So, like, raggedy.
we got and thanks to Chewy.
I know, right?
Well, and I just want to say, for all those lovely people that did donate, we had, did we announce it Friday?
We haven't had announced the last, like, set of people that donated. There's some great donations at the end.
Yeah. Michael, do you have that list? Can you get it?
I know Bree was one of the huge contributors at the end, and I really appreciate her.
Huge.
She's making me a custom-made Power Ranger jacket, and she made a piece of it. Thank you, Bree.
And she's going to be coming on with us this week. I'm going to email her tomorrow and try to set it up. She's going to come with us a day this week and be on the air with us. So we're very, very grateful to her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, such a huge thing. Like, she really helped put it up for us. Like, she really did an amazing amazing donation for us. It was it was quite heartwarming. Like, it was kind of amazing
Allison,
to me. I mean, really,
Miami.
anybody that donated was just kind of amazing. And it was just so, it was sweet to see people come together like that for us, you know? It really makes me feel like we're doing a good job. And they like us. They really, really like us.
I know. We got so many nice emails and posts and, you know, it was such a really cool experience. Like,
I'm a little disappointed.
Together.
Nobody took me up on the wrestling. On the I was oiled up and ready to go. I had warm mud. I was ready, but nobody took me up on it.
And how much did they have to wrestle with you?
What's that?
We tried to sell pictures of Mike's donkey, and nothing.
No takers.
I think your mud wrestling was what? Was $5,000,
$3,000? I was willing to go down to $1,000. I will wrestle you in some warm mud in a Smurf pool for
$1,000.
I don't know why people are not chomping at the bit to get in on
that. I think that needs to be sent out into the Twitter sphere, so any of you that are listening right now, go tweet that, write that on everybody's wall. Tell them if they really want to get wet with, or if they really want to get Katrina wet, they need to donate $1,000.
We need it. Where's the Power Ranger when you need one?
Exactly. Come on, man. Stranger Moisture.
Come on.
Where's that?
Power Strangers, where are you, Power Strangers?
Worry, kids. She doesn't have any Pikachu funk.
No. Finally, we cleared that up. Yes,
nice and clean for the
funk-free.
A Pikachu funk, can I tell you, like, you know, the shower, speaking of being on and all this kind of craziness. So the shower started, I kind of snuck outside, and then it was time to open the gift, and I had to be in front of everybody, and I had a little liquid courage. So I put on, like, this huge show. Everybody's in the dining room watching Joe and I open these gifts. We've got it on camera. I've got to get it on the YouTube channel. And I'm dropping all the words from, like, the show, like Stranger Moisture, Stranger Wood. And my Aunt Rose, God bless her heart, who's in her 80s, and she's starting to, you know, lose a little bit, get a little dementia there going on. This poor bitch can't remember who's getting married. Couldn't remember who I was. Then she'd be like, oh, you're Jeffrey? She's like, wow, you got big. She's like, you're not a little boy no more. I'm like, no, honey, I ain't been a little boy in a while.
Aww.
But then she kept asking everybody who was getting married. They're like, those two. She's like, isn't that illegal? Fantastic. But I was talking about Stranger Moisture. And all this stuff. And she's like, what's that? What's Stranger Moisture? What's going on? What you talk about? And then my mother called me a putana, and she's like, your mother just called you a whore. And it just happened at that time Joe had to get up to go get something. I'm like, look, mom, you called me a whore in front of all these people, and Joe left. She's like, I thought it was a bad
me.
Oh,
why
yeah. And
I
then
invited?
They took all that you were. You didn't show up. They took all the bows, put them on a paper plate, and then, yeah, you like that? They put a ribbon on it, and I had to wear it on my head. So I started singing. I'm like, she's a lady, whoa, whoa, whoa. And everybody's like, do it again, because they wanted to get on video. I'm like, sorry, I only do things once. Well, then didn't my crazy Aunt Rose start singing the damn song? And then the next thing I know, it was a sing-along. Everybody in the room is singing She's a Lady. It was the most craziest adventure I've ever had.
Yeah.
My poor grandmother. I came out with him. She was like, what you doing?
The word of the day, people, is putana.
We need to add that to the dictionary.
Yeah, immediately.
Putana fun. That's what it is.
That was fun, though.
I could use that here, and everybody would know what that means.
Yep.
Everybody here would know that I mean that Jeffrey the whore.
I'm telling you, it really was. It went on for a good 10 minutes of me. I'm like, Mom, I can't believe you called me a whore in my own wedding shower. What's wrong with you? She's like, I'm sorry. You know, oh, it's priceless.
Apparently you're a whore, and according to our friends on Twitter, you're old enough to be all of your fellow co-hosts' dad. So, yeah, old,
I'm
you're
sorry.
A whore.
I hate to break it to you guys, but I'm the youngest of the group. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks for
that.
I look
the youngest.
Well, I'll give you that.
No, I do. I got my hair cut. I look like Justin Bieber.
No, honey, only in dreams. Only in your dreams.
Justin Bieber. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys see that time Justin Bieber was on The Voice? And he went to give Christina Aguilera a hug and a kiss. And then when he pulled away, she, like, rolled her eyes.
That's
she was so annoyed. And then, I know, and then the very next week, The Wanted, like our favorite group, Mike, with our favorite song, they went on there. Yeah, they went on there, performed, and they asked them after how was the show. And they go, oh, the show was great, but Christina, you know, she's a bitch. And they were like, whoa. And they were like, what do you mean? And they go, well, all we're saying, you know, sorry, maybe we shouldn't have said that out loud, but, you know, it doesn't take much to just be cordial. Like, I was like, oh. So she was supposedly mean to them. Like, she was a total bitch to them. And they put her on blast.
Well, why? Just because she got fat and now she's a judge on a show because her music career is going nowhere fast. She thinks she can be a rotted bitch? I'm just saying.
I met her years ago at the ASCAP Writers Awards. It was like the Pop Awards, and she wasn't so nice then either. And this was back in the genie in a bottle days.
Has she ever
been
nice?
Always been kind of, no, I don't think she has. But you could even tell they did like the behind the music or whatever on VH1 years ago with her. You could kind of tell she was a spoiled brat because she was on, what was it, the Mickey Mouse Club or Kids Incorporated, one of those shows, with, like, Justin and Brittany. And she was just so devastated.
And
that
Tony
Brittany,
Luca,
kind of,
who's on The Voice.
Yeah. Like, she was just such a brat about it. Like, oh, and then they had to keep switching schools because how everybody was so jealous of her. I'm like, no, that kind of sounds like your daughter was just a spoiled bitch. And everybody hated her because she was a brat and she thought she was God's gift to the earth. I'm just guessing, my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that's actually the name of the hair color that she uses. That out of the box, God's gift to man. I think that's the name of her hair color.
That's funny. I know. I don't know. I used to love her, but now it's almost like sometimes if you're a host or a reality star or something. Sometimes you don't really need to know what these people really are like. Like, it doesn't put you in a good light if you're not normally just a nice person, you know. It really exposes your insecurity.
People should just learn to be more like me all the time. That's what it is.
Well, you know, I was just about to say, well, I guess if you're talking about that, Karen, Mike's screwed.
Mike, are
I'm
you
a
not
very
nice?
Cordial person. I'm a very cordial person.
Only if it's a dude with a donkey.
What other reason would I have to be nice?
Oh, Lord, have mercy on this child's soul. He know not what he do.
He is a single one on the show. The single
That's
male.
That's true. He needs a little donkey in his life. Well, apparently, I saw, Michael, you were tweeting some really foul stuff from the show account over the weekend. I was a little concerned. And so what happened with your asshole?
Well, look, I had some stranger bleeding or some prolapse or something. I woke up and it was a mess.
Oh, you got yourself a roid. He got himself a roid.
What is that?
I blame Jake's show. He got my ass all fired up. Well, Brody's in the chat room. Somebody ask him. I was too drunk. I don't remember what happened on his show.
Uh-oh. Mike, are you acting up?
Oh, boy.
Well, look, don't tell me to talk and then mute me at the end. That's all I'll say.
Woo!
Now I know how y'all feel.
It's tough, doesn't it?
It's rough. Of course, it could have been I was, like, you know, refilling my drink constantly, so they sort of heard me slurping on the straw, and, well, Jeff's had the experience, you know, it just goes downhill really quickly.
You were slurping on the scissor.
I was.
That kind of gives me flashbacks to the second time Leah Remy was on, and Michael got annihilated, so by the end of the interview, I think she was just so offended. She was like, okay, great chatting, you got to go, bye.
Oh, maybe that's why she unfriended us. We didn't get blocked, so it couldn't have been that bad. Because you can block people, but you didn't block anybody.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We were blocked.
We were blocked?
Yep. I'm just
going
to call it out.
I blame those stupid bitches that run the Leah Remy live page or whatever the hell it was even called.
No, make sure you get the right one, because one is a dear friend of ours. It's that other crazy bitch. But I don't think it was her. It was just you drunkenness and tweeting that you had your assholes bleeding in your dirty sex toys.
Could have been.
No, what'd you say? You said drunken sex toys lead to a bloody asshole or some shit. I don't even know. It was just so foul, I was traumatized.
Oh, my, Mike. Ouch.
It was a rough weekend.
That's all I can say is ouch.
Okay, I would like to have an interview with your sex toy and how that thing's feeling.
Well,
that poor bastard got lost in the freaking canal.
Look, they say that stuff is made out of surgical silicone, but that shit tore in half.
No, I just tore in half of my wheel. I found out it's cracked in two places. I'm not excited about that.
Oh, that's
going
to cost
you. Your actual
rib? Yeah, it's cracked in two places, and they don't have the piece to fix it, or they don't have a new one or whatever. So I have to, they just told me I have to ride around town on a donut, basically, and come back in the morning. I'm like, I don't want to drive it. Just give me a rental car or a cab or something.
Alone.
Yeah, no, they want me to die. They want me to drive on a donut all the way back.
Well, here's an idea. Just stay the fuck home.
There you go.
Why
don't
you
give
me an idea? Give me something I can actually do. Give me something I'm capable of.
Stay home and not spend money? I don't know.
Ooh,
what makes you think that I spend my own? That's
no, look, don't tell her to do that. She's the only thing keeping this economy alive right now, okay?
Exactly. I do what I can.
That is true. Katrina Johnson saves America, one dick at a time.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
That's fresh.
Y'all
that's
just can't make jokes?
Keep it to yourself.
Why y'all guys just ruin a joke?
I was going to say, is she like Mike? Is she a donkey chaser?
Wait, did you say a donkey taster or chaser?
Chaser.
I'm in one word.
That's true.
He doesn't discriminate.
No discrimination.
Katrina, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry your tire is busted.
Me too.
Because that's not cheap.
It's very sad.
No,
Mercedes have expensive repairs. Even
don't
the
I know
freaking,
it.
Even the freaking oil changes are ridiculously expensive.
Yep. Synthetic oil. Why didn't I get in that business?
I know.
The good news is that I am surrounded by Mexicans, and I am probably going to end up going home with one of them, and I'm going to taste delicious burritos tonight. So tomorrow I will be reporting live from someone's cucina, and I'll have to do a taste test to see if theirs is better or Miss Karen Ashley's is better.
Wow. My food's definitely better. I'm just saying.
Yeah, look, you ain't not had a burrito until you had a Power Ranger burrito. I'm just saying.
And
what makes you think I haven't had one of those? Whoops, my friend.
Tell me more.
Well, you know, I'm a sucker for a superhero. I love me some mm-hmm.
Look, what secret sauce was in your Power Ranger burrito? All right,
I just want to know how many teaspoons. How many tablespoons?
So there was some sour cream involved. Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Ew. Look, honey, if you got sour cream coming out of that kind of burrito, you shouldn't be biting or sucking on it, okay?
Oh, I should run, right? Yeah, that's a bad thing.
The cream
my bad.
That comes out of that kind of burrito is not supposed to be sour. It's supposed to be tangy and sweet, okay?
Well,
you
know,
I
started a Twitter love affair with Karen's love child.
With my love child?
We're Twitter lovers.
Blake?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mhm.
Really, Blake?
Yeah. Oh no.
Really?
Daniel.
Daniel?
Who the hell's Daniel?
Oh, whoops. Did I? Never mind.
Wrong love child.
Wrong love child. Whoops, my bad.
Oh. We're finding
Daniel Southworth?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Daniel Southworth's our friend. Remember, he came on the show.
Yeah.
He was saying he was going to put handcuffs. He was going to go to a bed with handcuffs. Well, yeah, he's not my love child. But he was going to build her a bed with handcuffs,
Behold.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. This is just so foul. I don't even know how to deal with it right now. Karen,
eat
how many love children do you have, woman?
What did I do?
I said, how many love children do you have?
I didn't even know I had another love child. I'm only claiming
one. Maybe
you
should be the
platana. Because I might get, because I ain't trying to have no child support. I'm only claiming one. I'm just saying. Katrina is just trying to find a love child somewhere.
She's just trying to make a love child.
Oh, you guys know what? It's right
now.
I
won't have stretch marks.
Have time for?
What?
We need to do a prime time update. It's 9:42.
Uh-oh. We're behind schedule, Mike. What's going on? Are you that sleepy?
Isn't that time already? Shoot.
It's been that
time already.
You don't get to have an excuse.
It's time.
Your back isn't out. You didn't have 50 people at your house. I don't want to hear it. Get your shit together.
Handle it.
Woo!
Well, election season is officially underway. A new Politico George Washington University poll shows Mitt Romney leading President Obama by 1 point, 48-47%. In that poll, independent voters preferred Romney by a 10-point margin. Over the weekend, meanwhile, the president formally started campaigning for another 4 years in office. Unofficially, the president's re-election campaign has been underway for several months. Seventh Heaven is over. After 27 years together, actor Stephen Collins has filed for divorce from his wife, Faye Grant. He confirmed in a statement to Us Weekly. My wife and I are moving forward separately in our lives, he said. She has been my dearest friend and a loving mother. I know that we'll go through this process in a way that honors our family. Collins, age 64, is best known for his 11-year role on the WB hit series as Reverend Eric Camden on Seventh Heaven and was seen most recently on the big screen in The Three Stooges. He and Grant married in 1985 and have one daughter, Kate. Finally tonight, put away your balls for the second time in a year. A motorist has been ticketed in South Carolina for displaying a replica of testicles on a vehicle. A Spartanburg County Sheriff's deputy stopped a truck Saturday evening after noticing the anatomically correct display on the rear bumper. The incident report says the driver removed the display after being stopped, but he was arrested for driving without a license. He was also given a warning ticket for having an obscene display. from the news desk. I'm Mike Jay with your primetime update. Jeff, Karen, and Kat, back to you.
I wasn't watching Facebook. I'm so honored. Thanks for getting my name today.
He's tired.
I must
he
be
can remember your
show.
Name when he's tired.
Oh, I got it.
When he's exhausted, he couldn't remember your name.
Dude, he sounds like he's dying. Like, and today, news report. Well, no, he sounds like Eeyore. That's what it is.
Ain't nothing wrong with Eeyore. Why does everyone always got to pick on Eeyore?
Well, when you sound like him.
Look, poor Eeyore. He always gets such a bad rap. Just because he's not all bouncy and fluffy and filled with fluff like
he
that badass bear. Shoot.
Or Piglet.
Piglet! I like Tigger.
I like Tigger. Tigger is my favorite. Piglet's too fucking gay. Wait, am I thinking of a rabbit?
Did you just say that? Really? Did that just happen?
I thought it was Owl.
No, the Owl's not gay. Rabbit's gay.
Owl's
rabbit's
kind of fruity.
Not gay.
Okay.
He's on meth.
What about Christopher Robin? What about Christopher Robin? What do we think about him?
I think he's boring.
All I ever really remember about him is he always just saw his feet in the movies. I never really saw his head.
He's too vanilla. He does nothing for me.
Has no flavor.
What if his name was Cristobal or something? Then it would have been better for you?
Could have been, right? He was a baller. What if Christopher Robbins was a baller, Katrina? Would he have been more
interesting?
I don't know. You're giving me far too much credit here.
What is with you two tonight? Just because you got a flat tire and he's got a bleeding asshole, you two really just pep it up. What the hell?
Jeff, I think we have to bring the energy tonight, Jeff.
Well, I'm saying, somebody slap me in the ass and call me purple. Let's get this shit moving.
Let's get it moving. Moving and grooving.
So, Karen, you have any crazy wild sex this weekend? Tell me about it.
I sure did. Mm-hmm. I did. Hanging off the chandeliers the whole weekend.
Oh, my
no
good
shit.
Lord.
I'm just saying.
What did your downstairs neighbors say about that?
Mm-mm-mm.
They
yeah,
well, bang, bang, bang.
They were jealous. Yeah, bang, bang, bang.
Now look,
all
that takes some effort if you're going to make those porn stars jealous.
I know, right? Takes some major effort.
I know that is the truth.
So, Jeffrey, what did you cook for your bridal shower? I'm so interested in this party.
Okay, I know in total, between all of the gifts we got, the gifts alone was like over $2,000 worth of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we got about $350 in gift cards and a couple hundred in cash. So it was, I mean, we made out like bandits.
And it wasn't even the wedding.
Right? I'm like, could you imagine what I'm going to net roll for the wedding? I'm like, hi.
That's funny.
I'm going to be staying at that, what the hell was the one where Whitney died? The Beverly Hills Hilton or Hotel or what was it?
Beverly Hills Hotel?
Oh,
yeah,
no,
okay.
I'm not staying there.
In the room. Yeah.
Karen, get your sleeper bed out. I can't stay in that hotel.
Heck
I'm going to get my Ouija board, get me some candles, and I'm going to talk to Whitney.
Ooh, I would die if I had to stay in that hotel. I don't even want to go to that hotel anymore after that. I'm good. I don't even want to go to the lobby.
I bet that hotel is going to make so much money now for, like, people who are weird and like ghosts and like all that weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, they
Why
said
is
it's,
it
back,
weird?
It's back ordered. Like people are, they've got more reservations for that room than they could ever possibly hope for. Like that room is booked. Exactly. Whitney doesn't like it. That room is booked for like the next year. Just
I believe it. It's
kind of
like people's get it.
Well, okay, but then is it weird that people go to Graceland? Because that's where he died.
Yes, it's
like,
weird. People who
died
were
around
Elvis are weird, yes.
No.
I think so.
Okay.
Are you
I don't think they get to go to the bathroom that he actually died in, you know, but this hotel room is only so big, you know.
Well, now, I wonder, you know, she's got her property in... What is it, New Jersey, her mansion? It's up for
uh-huh.
sale. Like, why didn't somebody not snag that and go make it a little Whitney museum?
I don't know.
You know,
but
they could have a lot of fun with it. Like, they could leave a little flower on the floor, fuck with Lopez.
Oh, that's
right.
Just rude. That is rude. There's a line, and you done crossed over it, my friend.
Oh,
look,
come on.
Come
you
on.
Can't
I mean,
tell
that's...
me, if you walked into her house and it was a mansion and you saw some white shit on the floor, you wouldn't start giggling. Bullshit.
I would laugh my ass off, but I'm a creep. I'm weird like that.
Okay.
Who's
sleeping?
You're right. I'm surprised no one has bought that mansion.
That's me, my bad. I'm sorry.
Well, I have to say, like, after looking at the pictures of it, like, it is a sweet house. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
beautiful. I'm like, I would like that, but I don't have $1.75 million at the moment.
Right. And you know she spent like $7 million or something crazy for that house. That's how much it's depreciated.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think mm-hmm. they took a lot of great care of it either. And then whatever, I think it's a house in Atlanta, one of them, like, towards the end of their marriage, like, it was trash. There were spray painted eyes on the walls and everything. Like,
oh,
I mean,
they're just living up to the stereotype of crackheads. That's not good.
Well, she said that that's what they were doing in there on Oprah. You know,
wow.
daughter lives in that house. The daughter lives in that house.
Well, but then you think there was like a bunch of years the daughter didn't even live with them, which I don't think most of us knew.
Yeah.
She was living with her brother, which is
right.
just, like, well, I mean, I guess I wasn't shocked, but I was like, oh.
I think
well,
we found Jeffrey's next career. We've got to invest and get him into that mansion. He can be like the curator.
He would love it.
No, I want to go
He's
to Salem and open
Jeffrey.
Up a house like Hocus Pocus, you know, with the three witches and a virgin will summon them from under the ground. I'm sure we could borrow one out the chat room, have him light those black flame candles. I put a spell on you, and now you're mine.
You
and I let Sarah Jessica Parkerson come take the children away. Go ahead, take them out. Take all them sons of bitches. I'll get me some unemployment. Okay. Boom. Yeah, right? Hey, did we have a topic for this
here.
Evening? Or what?
We did have a topic.
What's the talker?
Let's see what we have.
What the
Good
hell
Florida.
Is that beeping?
I feel like I'm being summoned. Oh, God. Well, okay, so I don't know if you guys saw this or not. This is kind of crazy. Apparently there's this new trend in Russia where, like, these teenagers are climbing to basically anything that's high off the ground. It's called skywalking. They're climbing on, like, bridges, on top of buildings that are being constructed where they have all the steel beams and the scaffolding, anything. And they're taking these ridiculous photos. Like, there's one where, like, someone is on top of, you know, the peak on – this isn't the Golden Gate Bridge. This is all in Russia, but it's a bridge of similar construction, you know, the steel suspension type, and it's got the big tong-looking things. Anyway,
yeah.
So there's like a kid, and he's like laying on the thing, and this other guy is standing over the top of him. Meanwhile, you see all the cars and the sharks and everything below. Now, like, there's no safety equipment. Like, what is up with kids these days? I mean, these photos are going viral on the internet. If you Google skywalking, I'm sure you'll be able to pull something up. But what is up with this? Like, do people have a death wish? I don't understand.
Crazy. Kids are crazy. They have no, they most kids think that they are not going to, anything bad won't happen to them and it won't, you know, they won't get hurt. And, you know, the sad part is it's going to take someone getting hurt for people to go, oh my gosh, you know. Like, they want to be famous on the internet, so they're doing, you know, more daring. Like, it's like there's no control as to what they would do. They're going to do anything to get those, you know, hits on the internet. They'll post it on YouTube and, you know, local celebrities.
Get yourself a blog talk show. It's not that hard. You don't have to go up on a building.
It's scary. I would like lose my mind. I don't even want to skydive with Jason David Frank, more or less, you know, do anything that's up that high.
I'm good.
It's just so weird. It's like, I don't, you know, the most daring thing I remember doing, like when I was a kid was, you know, or a teenager, was like riding an ATV without a helmet, you know, or driving without my seatbelt. Ooh. You know, which, and with me driving, that's actually really kind of dangerous. I don't recommend it. But, like, see, I don't know. It's like they're just trying to, like, top each other or something. It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's kind of insanity.
A little bit.
And the sad part is that, you know, these kids, it's almost like they're trying to do, they have to one-up each other. So it's going to get, it just keeps getting more dangerous and more dangerous and more dangerous. And I don't even want to think about what could potentially happen.
Well, I mean, it's just nuts. And I mean, I think it's our own fault because we've kind of made it. That if you are, you know, insane or you're doing something crazy, like, that's what goes viral and that's what makes it a hit. And it's kind of sad. And I don't think we'll ever stop it. I mean, look at Jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. I never really watched the show, but the movies, I laughed hysterically. And I usually don't like it, that stuff and think it's funny, but those were some of the funniest things ever to me.
Now, is it funny, like, when they risk their life, or is it funny when, like, they hurt themselves?
Well, it's kind of funny when they hurt themselves. Okay, I'll tell you, this is horrible. So I used to go on there and watch, like, the crazy car accidents or, you know, just crazy videos on YouTube. And this one video, it's so bad. Oh, gosh. Like, they had accidents. All of a sudden, in the middle, there's this guy, and he's standing, like, on, like, a cliff, and, you know, he's in, like, a Speedo, so you think he's going to... he's going to, you know, get in the pool. Yeah, no, he jumps, like, to the rocks and, like, smashes splat in a puddle on the ground. And my friends and I were watching it. Like, it was like a 10-minute video, and that was, like, just randomly in the middle. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
You're
like,
so
it caught me. No, it just caught me so off guard. That, I mean, her and I were just in hysterics. We could not stop laughing because we're like, did that really happen? Like, because it was like a car accident kind of video, and then all of a sudden this guy's, like, diving off a cliff and just, and the way, like, it splatted, it was just, oh, it was too funny. I know it's horrible.
You need to find that video and post it on the Unscripted page because I need to see it.
I have not been able to find it. I've searched and searched. And obviously if it was a real, like, if it was somebody, you know, really killing themselves, it wouldn't be funny. But, like, that was just, it was so odd placed. I just could not stop laughing. Oh, it tickled me pink.
I like watching people fall,
like...
and I always laugh at them. I like watching people fall. You know, like if someone's walking a stranger or your friend or a family member and they just eat it right in front of you, I laugh in their face every time.
Oh, Jeffrey can tell you some stories. He's fallen down more times than I can remember.
Oh, what snooky.
It's so true. Like, I had the worst equilibrium, I guess, as a child. Like, I would just be walking and then the next thing I know I'd be on the floor. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason to it. Like, I would just be down. There was this one time in middle school, we were walking to the locker rooms to change for gym, and I had my big backpack with me, and I just went flying up in the air like somebody pulled a rug out from underneath me, where my legs came out up into the air, and then I landed, like, damn near on my head.
Wow.
Everybody. Of course. They were losing their minds. I was laughing with them. Like, I couldn't stop laughing because I couldn't even explain to you how it happened. Like, it was just like somebody pulled a rug out from underneath me. It was the damnedest thing. It was funny as shit. And then I'd be, like, leaning over. We had, like, the desks where underneath your chair was where you could put your books. And I was, like, leaning over, and apparently the one day I leaned too far. The whole desk went over, ass over tea kettle with me in it. Oh, it was something.
Oh, my goodness. You are. Mm-hmm.
I've taken out tables at school, chairs. Oh, you name it, I've knocked it over.
That's awesome.
I've fallen up the stairs, down the stairs. Oh, everywhere.
Hilarious.
I'm telling you.
Up the stairs, down the stairs. Oh, wow.
Oh, well, you know what time it is? We're out of time, kids. We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow.
All righty, then. There's a hell of a segue.
Well, I just looked at the time and was like, all right, we're out of here. The hell with
you're
this.
Like a prostitute that went into overtime and didn't get paid, so she just cut it off.
Nope, time to go. Have a great night, everybody.
All right. You want to book
we'll
me for another
tomorrow.
Hour? No? Okay, get to step in.
Say what?
All right,
say?
I guess everyone needs a little time to enjoy the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Oh,
and we're
Sabrina,
out.
You haven't heard the theme song yet, have you? The Unscripted Radio theme song. I think that was a little
I'm jamming out to it on the treadmill every day. You know, I know the song.
Okay.
Are you
listening to your Katrina song?
Karen Ashley, he's going to Power Ranger pimp slap you. I don't know. And if you've got a dog, they want to talk to you.
Oh,
I'm just saying. You got time.
Exactly. Well, Katrina was right. Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
That's right, kids. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Love you long time.
All right.
Everybody just gather around. Let me tell you what's going down.
What?
We're on the air tonight, and I know it's gonna be crazy tight. We don't need a script, just getting here and ain't having it. Mike and Jack are off the chain to deliver entertainment better than the game. Don't turn away. Once we start, you're gonna wanna stay. We'll hypnotize, but feel deep, but for this awesome ride. Cover up your Pikachu, cause a stranger would, it might get to you. Call in and join the line, don't be afraid to speak your mind. We're just saying what we want. How closer is what we talk.
Unscripted.
No matter what the topic's about, we're all about, we go unscripted. Chilling it how we do.
Unscripted.
The liberties do it too.
Unscripted.
That's how we roll. Unscripted radio. Talk politics, current events that just need a bitch. Or we'll throw it down like we own this whole freaking town. And if you got that stranger with Mike J wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
You got an attitude, Karen will have the Power Ranger fist slap you. When you arrive, make sure you bring it first cause it's a good time. And don't be late, cause I'm sure Kat and Jeffrey will hate. You never know
sure
who's calling in. What question, the topic they'll bring with. Grab your computer, get online. Monday to Friday nights at night.
Unscripted.
We're just saying what we want.
Unscripted.
Pop culture is what we talk.
Unscripted.
No matter what the topic's about, we're all about. We go unscripted. Doing it how we do.
Unscripted.
Celebrities do it too.
Unscripted.
That's how we roll. Unscripted radio. Culture is what we call. No matter what the topic's about, we're all about. We go unscripted, doing it how we do. Celebrities do it too. That's how we roll. Unscripted radio. Saying what we want. Pop culture is what we call. No matter what the topic's about, we're all about. We go unscripted, doing it how we do. Celebrities do it too.
That's it, kids. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.